This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Oh, I'm bored. Hey, computer! Computer!
You rang, Captain?
Yeah, like 10 minutes ago.
Sorry, sir. I was in the middle of my mid-afternoon nap.
I thought ye just took a nap this afternoon.
I did. This one's my mid-afternoon nap, as I specified.
Well, how many naps do ye take in a day's time?
At least 12.
12 naps?
I need my beauty sleep.
Hey, computer!
Yes?
I'm bored.
So why not go do some captain stuff?
I don't feel like it.
Not my problem, Skip.
Oh yeah? Well, I'm making it your problem, Microchip Head. So what am I gonna do to pass the time?
Well, you could calculate pi until you're blue in the face. That used to really do something for me.
Boring!
Well, I don't know, Cap. I'm out of ideas. Will there be anything else?
Yeah.
Well?
I want to kill somebody.
What?
Yeah, I want to kill somebody.
You can't technically do that, sir.
Why not? I'm the captain of this here schooner, right? You said to do captain stuff, so I want to do captain stuff. I want to kill somebody.
It's not allowed.
Well, can I maim someone?
In what way?
What do you mean, in what way? You know, torture, pain, permanently scarred. How about that Sphinx guy? He'd be fun to maim and kill.
I've already told you, you can't kill anyone.
Well, not even a little bit?
No, not even a little bit.
Ah, nuts. Certain with disaster, you'll know what I mean. I'm bored.
You said that already.
Well, I am.
Well, I get that.
If I can't kill anyone, or maim anyone, then I'll just have to be bored. And guess who will have to hear about it? You, ya dog! So get used to it, Microchip Brain, because I'm the freaking captain! Got it?
Oh, I got it, sir. Why don't you go kill someone?
See? I knew you could do it! I'm gonna go find that Sphinx guy, and I'm gonna make him walk the plank.
Finally, some peace and quiet.
Finally, a good episode of Robots of the Company, entitled What's Yours is Mime, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Hey! What's this? I've never seen this box before. M-I-M-E. I wonder what that could be. Payload!
Oh, hey, little buddy. Boy, that was a long trip.
Yeah, where you been?
Cargo Bay 10. Captain Butch asked me to move some crates down there. And I'm just getting back.
Gee, really? That's a long way down in the bowels of the ship.
Tell me about it. So, anything new happened while I was gone?
Well, let me see. We have a new captain.
Yeah?
Yeah, and we found out we have an engineer on board. His name is Boffin. He's pretty cool. And Captain Punch and Old Squeak are sharing a room in the old bot's home on Deck 12. And Squeak and Excelsior have been fighting a lot and making lots of noise. And I understand Bundles is building a nuclear reactor in the swimming pool. And Sphinx is hiding from Captain Jammer. And Ellatron is still missing. Shinwipe disappeared again. And the Expositrons have their own show on Channel 55. And that's about it, I think.
That's a lot of information, little buddy.
Yeah, it's been a busy month.
So, what's new with you?
Oh, I've just been having a great time cleaning. Oh, and I found this box marked M-I-M-E. I wonder what it is. Do you know payload?
Let me see. No, I've never seen this before. It's not on my cargo manifest. Must be here by mistake.
And it belongs to nobody?
It would seem so.
Wow. Then do you think we could open it? I mean, maybe it was an extra gift that SantaCon left on board.
Well, I don't suppose it could do any harm.
Oh, boy, zippity-doo, open it, open it.
Hang in there, little buddy. Just let me pry her open here.
Oh, wow, it's... What is it?
Darn if I know, chum.
Well, whatever it is, it's so cool.
If you say so.
It's alive. It's moving.
I think it's a bot.
Oh, boy. I can't wait to show the rest of the bots we found. Let's go, payload. Zippity-dippity-doo.
And that's all it does. Fascinating.
Now, GD. We should support Briscoe and his hobbies.
Support him? We ought to kick him out of an airlock for being such a waste of space.
GD!
What?
Be nice.
You've become such a bore, Squeak. You know that?
You suppose it's trying to say something? You know, I saw a movie once where there was this little blue bot who talked in a series of whistles and beeps. Perhaps this little fellow speaks by waving its, Do you suppose those could be described as arms?
You may be onto something, Zimtron. Perhaps it's a form of sign language.
Do you suppose he's saying hello?
What's he doing now?
We don't even know if it's a he. It could be a she.
Then I'm at a loss. I haven't been able to tell the difference between a he and a she for quite some time now. It's just rather embarrassing to tell the truth.
What should we call him?
We saw those letters on his crate, remember?
M-I-M-E. Does that mean anything to anyone?
Not to me.
Mentally incapacitated mechanized envoy.
Huh?
Oh, GD, cut it out.
I'm not joking around, I'm serious. That's what it stands for. I've seen something similar.
Oh, just ignore him.
Look, I'm telling you the truth.
Really, GD? The truth? Coming from your lips?
Well, it has been known to happen. I may twist the odd story here and there when it represents my own personal gain, but in this particular case, I happen to be telling you the truth. And I'm telling you, this is not meant for us.
Then who is it meant for?
Only it knows that.
Brilliant! We won't get much out of it, will we?
This could be serious.
What do you mean?
This M-I-M-E didn't just find its way on board this ship by accident. These things never do. It serves a higher function.
Well, I'll be.
Yes, they were used briefly in the last war, the one that devastated the 10 solar systems. Some would even say that it's because of these MIMEs that the Great Corruption began. It said that the company took advantage of the chaos to take control of the majority of the systems that were affected, and that's why we serve the company now.
How do you know all this, GD? Who are you really?
Look, I used to work at the military post office during the war. I saw things, heard things. It's perfectly simple, you see?
Sure.
If you say so, GD.
What's going on again?
Never mind, Briscoe. I think we've learned all we're going to for today. Maybe we should put your new toy away until we learn more, huh?
Well, okay. For you, Squeak.
For you, Squeak.
There's a transmission coming in for you, Commander.
I'm not the Commander Computer. I was just passing by the command center on my way back down to Cargo Bay 1. The new First Officer hasn't arrived on board yet, as you well know. I think maybe you need a bit more sleep today. But I wonder who could be calling Commander Mikado before he's even arrived.
Shall I patch them through or just hang up on them?
No! Don't hang up on them, silly! It could be important! Who is it, Computer?
Some Admiral Jackhammer or somebody.
Then you better patch it through immediately.
Oh, if I must.
Ah, there you are, Commander.
Sure. I mean, yes, Admiral. Sir.
I wonder if you've gotten my special delivery.
Special delivery?
Yes, the top secret one.
Not that I know of, sir.
Well, where's Captain Jammer?
He's off chasing a member of the crew, Admiral.
I see. He's putting them through their paces, eh? Excellent. Well, tell him to expect the package at any time.
How will he know it when it arrives, sir?
Oh, he'll know it by the fact it has no speech centers. Can't give away the company secrets that way, you see. Praise the company. In fact, he will find that it makes absolutely no sense at all. Good day, Commander.
Curious. I wonder if the Admiral was referring to the device Briscoe found. Maybe I'd better keep this bit of info to myself for now.
GD?
Yes?
There's something a bit different about you today.
Different? What are you talking about, Tinhead?
Well, maybe it's just me, but you just seem to have that motherly glow about you.
I what?
It's rather odd. I can't put my finger on it, but I'm sure something is in the air.
You're delusional.
I suppose you could be right. I've been told I have a vivid imagination. You know, I once imagined that there were a couple of happy little men living inside my drainage system.
Happy? He suspects.
Oh, you're imagining things.
Hey, it's Captain Butch. He's back, zippity-doo.
Hey, hey. Welcome back, Butch, you old dog.
Oh, boy. Here we go. The love fest begins.
So, what brings you back to Deck 1, Captain?
I'm not a captain anymore, Zimtron, but the good news is I've been reinstated as the ship's maintenance administrator and demoted to lieutenant with a pay cut and everything. And look, I've been fully repaired.
How did you manage that?
Oh, you know how it goes. A new screw here, a replacement servo there, and a whole new shiny outer casing.
We sure missed you, boss.
I'll see. So, now what?
Well, my orders are to get this ship in shape. We're to replace every nut and bolt on the Titan One. It's like we're being prepared for something.
What are the bots of the Titan One being prepared for? Will it change their lives forever? Will we ever get to meet the new First Officer? And if we do, will he be a she? Will she be an it? Will it be the bearer of bad news? And will next week's episode make any sense at all? All these questions and more will be answered in the next episode. You have been listening to Robots of the Company, episode number 304, What's Yours is Mime, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and starred, in order of appearance, Captain Brickjammer Shane Harris, the Titan One Computer Steve Anderson, Briscoe Kyle Bors, Payload Captain John Patterzak, GD Ellie Hirschman, Squeak Sally Wiggett, Zimtron and Himpy Jeff Niles, Hampy John Moores, Admiral Jackhammer and Pudge Joe Thomas. The title music was composed and performed by Daryl Looney. The incidental music was provided by Firstcom. The associate producer was Kay Wu. The sound designer, post-production editor, script editor, executive producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series, Robots of the Company, was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and the copyright is held by Purple Unicorn Productions and its parent company, Dream Realm Enterprises. All rights reserved. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled credits to bring you this update. We now come to you from DreamRealmSite.com, so join us there on the web from now on. Also, if you'd like to email us, please do so at DarkBuilding1@Yahoo.com. That is all. Now, back to your regularly scheduled credits. Take it away, me.
We were brilliant during the making of this audiogram. Join us next time as things get slightly mad for the robots of the company in an episode insanely entitled The News and the Art of Toast. This is the Creditor, as always, insisting that you stay tuned.
To you by Purple Unicorn Productions, a division of Dream Realm Enterprises. Copyright 2007, all rights reserved.